News from Oroville, 21st July 2008. On microphone Marlenka, in studio Tulsi. The weather in Oroville today is sunny but overcast. Chance of thunderstorms today through Tuesday night. Temperatures 28 to 31 degrees. Winds 14 to 21 kilometers per hour. As of Monday, 21st July onwards, the Oroville feeders supplying power to Solar Kitchen, Centerfield, Kindergarten, Matrimandir, Town Hall, Oroville Foundation Office, Sincerity, Nursery, Shanti, Visitor Center, Bharat Nevis, Pump House Land, Dana, Transformation, Oro Shilpam, Kota Karai, Yantra, Celebration, and Angiris Garden up to Oro Green will have power shutdowns daily from 12 noon until 2 p.m. And the Kota Kupam feeder, which supplies power to the rest of Oroville, will shut down daily from 2 until 4 p.m. The meeting of the International Advisory Council is fixed for the 25th of July, and their meeting with the Working Committee is fixed for the 24th. Some of the members will arrive a day or two before the meetings, and those interested in showing their projects or to host members for lunch or dinner from 20th to 24th July may contact the Working Committee. As unusual rains are falling this year, the EcoService team puts out this reminder to have your waste barrels rainproof, under cover, so that the contents do not get wet. Wet waste will not be picked up. Many places have waste barrels that are falling apart and need to be replaced as soon as possible. Please upgrade your barrels and location if necessary to be sure your collection is not interrupted. To replace barrels, simply email ecoservice@oroville.org.in or dial J. Morty at 944-270-8138 or Suresh at 934-445-5558. In the event collectors do not arrive on schedule, call or email one of the above numbers. And if everything is not working to your satisfaction, please inform EcoService team. Most of Oroville's water comes from underground, from a fresh water aquifer. It's like a large underground lake. These aquifers took millions of years to form, from rainwater slowly filling them. Oroville's aquifer, the Vanur Aquifer, is being depleted 15 to 18 times faster than it's being refilled. Human activity is taking out much more water than the rains are able to refill it. Looking at examples all over the world, along the coast, there is saltwater intrusion. That is, the underground lakes have too much water taken from them, so saltwater from nearby starts filling these freshwater aquifers. Now, once these freshwater aquifers get contaminated with saltwater, they can never be used again for human consumption, not even bathing. So be aware and use water much more carefully and judiciously. It's vital, as the Vanur Aquifer, which supplies Oroville, is in danger now. Outreach Media and the staff and directors of Stonehill Foundation Publishing extend an invitation to the launching of their newest book, The Knowledge Society, A Breakthrough Toward Genuine Sustainability by Mark Laux-Giessy, at Café Le Morgan tomorrow, Tuesday, July 22nd, 5 p.m. A second album of Sanskrit mantras and songs for children with the title Jyotirgamaya, Lead to the Light, is available at Nandini Distribution Center. It's a gift for Orovillians and newcomers aged 9 years and above, one per family. There's a copy as well at the music library. Any adult wishing to have a copy may contact Joy at 262-2372. If interested, call 934-468-6656. And this from Marcus Aurelius. Everything, a horse, a vine, is created for some duty. For what task, then, were you yourself created? A man's true delight is to do the things he was made for. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. And thanks for listening.